Hello, it's Monday, the 15th of April in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm back with another nightly news, and I am joined, as always, with the beautiful Catherine Watkins and the lovely Christine Miner over in Alabama. Catherine, how are the valleys today?
Hi, yeah, it's actually it's quite nice today. Well, it's a bit funny again. It's been really sunny. I went, popped out earlier as I was walking back, then a hailstone. It's really strange at the moment, but it is getting nicer. It is getting nicer, and I had a good weekend as well, a very productive weekend. So I'm feeling very fresh.
I took the dogs out for a little stroll earlier, and the wind was so wrong it knocked Bruno, little not little Bruno, over. There
Oh,
was this
lovely.
huge
Were you
gust, and I like
tiny?
looked behind me, and I just saw little Bruno kind of wobbling off to the left.
Oh, bless him.
Oh dear, Christine, how is Alabama?
Is getting better every day. Today is a good day, and I am happy to be here.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to start as always with Kate Watch. William went off to a football match at the weekend, took his son. The British press caught it. Pictures of William with his son. But what the British press didn't do is actually show the whole photograph on who was accompanying George. George had a friend with him at the football match. One Oliver Cholmondeley, i.e., Rose Hanbury's son. So, where the hell is Kate? It also turns out that on the King's coronation, which Rose was invited to, her son was on the balcony with George. He was one of the pages at the coronation. We're actually having history repeating itself right now because it's the same as Camilla. It's the same thing as Camilla. Now, the fact that nobody had really heard of Rose Hanbury, like on the mainstream folk, no one knew, people would say, oh yeah, William's been having an affair with Rose Hanbury for decades. Well, not decades, but for nearly a decade. And no one would know who Rose Hanbury is. But all of a sudden, she's being elevated in the press. So, again, this is just my theory. Could we soon be getting a report that Kate's cancer has taken a turn for the worse and she's not going to make it? Are we then going to see Rose Hanbury and her children comforting and being there for William to help William and the children through? Rose Hanbury's starting to come relevant in the press. And there's still been no real sightings of Kate. No one is addressing, certainly not the BBC, about that video, which if anybody was following me on is follows me on Facebook, you can see that I put myself into the AI detector and I came back 100% human. Woohoo! Good to know. But you put that picture of Kate or a still of Kate. And it came back something like 94% AI. So, Kate's still missing. Rose Hanbury's being elevated. William's getting right in there and bringing Rose Hanbury's son along with us. I mean, how disgusting is that, really, if you think about it? Regardless, even if Kate was still partying and jumping up and down and what's that, how disrespectful was, I mean, William is just an abomination. I would like to hear your lady's thoughts. Go, Christine.
Well, the entire royal family kind of is an abomination. Yeah, I think it's exactly the same playbook they did for Camilla. It's, let's just go ahead and pretend like, Diana, that was, what a fluke. And sure, Camilla. Who wouldn't pick Camilla over Diana?
You know what I mean? And
Right.
William won't be able to divorce if William takes the throne. I mean, I personally, if they were really still relevant, why are they living in Adelaide Cottage when they have Kensington Palace? You
And
know, exactly.
truthfully,
Why are
that
they
is.
living in a four-bedroom cottage on the grounds of an estate? the heir to the throne. That is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah,
it is ridiculous. And that's, you know, puzzled me as well. Why are they not in the palace? Do you know what I mean?
Because they aren't relevant anymore. That we are watching a movie. They've gone. They finished. And do you know what also this means? If we really think about it, all the court systems, they're Her Majesty's, His Majesty's court systems. The royalty go, these judges and this court system, and everything is gone as well.
Yeah, the judiciary is corrupt to the core. Anyway,
this is exactly it. So yeah, we are looking at HMRC, Revenue and Customs, the court systems, the whole lot. The whole lot. We are in the biggest period of generations, and we, in a way, we're lucky to be alive right now to witness what is going on.
Definitely.
We really are, and we've all just, God's got this. He's got this. And then if anybody doesn't know of Robin Bullock, I urge everybody just to go and have a look for Robin Bullock. And if you can find Church International Service from yesterday, if you don't want to listen to the music and everything, all the prophecy stuff starts around an hour and a half. And there was a big section on the UK. And there's going to be more on this, because we're going to have a little announcement at the end of the show with some future news. But that's the end of Kate Watch. And she'll be back on Wednesday. Okay, let's go with Catherine. Give it to us. What you got?
Hi, guys. Right, okay, I'm just going to go straight into it. So thanks to Christy for this. I think this might be a little bit of an older one, but it's actually very relevant considering what is going on in the schools and what is going on with the children in terms of them being sexualized and groomed. So this was an exclusive with Redux. Dutch pro-paedophile academic worked with leading transgender medical authority. Now, so the leading transgender medical authority is obviously WPATH, which is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, right, which has been around for a while. So this guy, the reason I read it is be one, number one, pro-paedophile group working for an organization, a massive or the biggest transgender organization, in line with what we know what the agenda is as well, right? So basically, he's got a history of advocating for the normalized. Now, they should have checked this. They've got rid of him now. But surely, if you're going to have somebody working at that level, you need to have a look at their background. And a quick Google search would have pulled all this up anyway. Do you know what I mean? So basically, he's one of those normalization of adult child sexual relationships, right? So his name is Theodore Sandfort, right? So basically, he's an LGBT activist, previously worked with self-declared paedophiles in the Netherlands, documenting adult men's sexual abuse of boys as evidence to support his theory that adult child relationships are predominantly positive. Now, as soon as I read that, I had to self-Kinsey look, because I know exactly what his data says. I've done plenty of videos, blogs, whatever on Alfred Kinsey and his work. This is, I can tell, Steve, even these academics now, I'm not on about him, but the academics now, they are referencing this type of work. They're referencing the likes of Alfred Kinsey all the way through. Every single sexologist is Kinseyan trained, every single one of them, right? Just so people know. So he's got a psychology, he's got a PhD in clinical psychology. He was the chairman of the interfaculty department of lesbian and gay studies at Utrecht University. I'm guessing that's in Amsterdam. Yeah, in the Netherlands. Where does it say down here? Worked together on an editorial book board in the academic journal Psychology and Sexuality in 2015. I know what he's going to be littered in his work, just the wording. So he wrote a paper, right, entitled Gender Nonconformity and Peer Victimization, Sexual Attraction and Gender Differences by Age, focused on the experiences of Dutch same-sex attracted adolescents aged 11 to 18. 11. It's unbelievable, right? So he was working in social care. So he was working in foster care in New York City, mind, right, in 2020. And he was dismissed from that position when the troubling history of obviously his research came out. But he did plenty of articles in the, I don't know if anyone has heard of the Journal of Paedophilia, which is called Paedica. And that ran actually for about 8 years, from 87 to 94-5, I believe, something like that, right? It is, actually exists. And he wrote in that, along with the likes of John Money. Now, we haven't done one for a while, but we have done previous shows on John Money. I wrote a blog on John Money as well. He's another sexologist, really key in this whole agenda, because he was the father of gender identity. And he, again, like Alfred Kinsey, was a child. He was a paedophile, you know, he abused young children, and he advocated adult child sex and child sex. They're all from the group. They all come from the same sort of group of people. You know, they're just a small group of people, but the tentacles they have in society is absolutely shocking. So he wrote a paedophile relationships in the Netherlands. Right. This was a study, alternative lifestyle for children, concluded that the partner and relationship, including sexual aspects, were experienced in predominantly positive terms. Evidence of exploitation or misuse was absent. And he wrote a paper in 1988, The Importance of the Experience, about sexual contacts in early childhood and sexual behavior and experience later in life. Who does that sound like? Sexual behavior in the human male. Do you know what? These are very, very, very similar. It's
almost word for word.
It is almost word for word. That's how I know straight away. I know which ones are involved, because they're all from the same, you know, they do this, they say the same things, right? And that's it. He also, he was a founding member of, he was linked to the founding member of NAMBLA, right? And this is a guy, like I say, this guy is basically Alfred Kinsey, but in this generation, and he has been allowed to elevate, to get into the, to, you know, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health and other places, and spew his absolute evil, which is basically paedophilia, into the minds of, into the education system. Exactly what Alfred Kinsey did. He went around the world. He changed the legal system. So, you know, where laws were in place, especially for women and children, thanks to Alfred Kinsey's liberation movement, which all of this and this guy has come from, he went around the world and changed that they were basically changed, so that now women and children are no longer protected. And what? These are the people that are in these positions. It absolutely floors me. It really does. So, yeah, just for anyone who didn't know, that's an exclusive pro-paedophile. You'll see it a lot in, you know, even when they're normalizing it in, you know, what are they trying to say? It was a sexual orientation, and they've been doing this for years. Because I remember I watched a bit, this was before I even knew about Kinsey. So this was about 2015, so 9 years ago. And I watched a TED talk with a young girl, maybe mid-20s.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
You know which one I mean, right? Yeah. So she was saying back then about it being a sexual orientation. So they've been on this for, you know, for a long time, as we know. But now we're getting to this. But obviously this has come out now. So, you know, it's being exposed as well. Do you know what I mean? The whole agenda then is being massively exposed. And off the back of that, just moving on, on the same sort of thing, talking about gender identity, ideology and queer theory, there's now a petition, a UK government, and look, and I know we can argue this back whether or not they're useful or not, but the point is getting the word out there. So since Hilary Cass's review that you mentioned last week, they've set up this position, hold a statutory public inquiry into gender identity, ideology and queer theory, right? And already there's 11,500 signatures on there, which is a good sign, right? And I, like I say, I'm not hopeful, but we've got to do something, haven't we? We have to do something. And even if this is just raising awareness, then so be it, you know? So we've also got then the SNP accused of allowing, so similar again, trans activists to infiltrate Scottish NHS. SNP ministers have been accused of allowing trans rights activists to infiltrate Scotland's NHS and shape dangerous treatment rules that are harming children. Research by The Telegraph has identified more than 70 occasions in which partisan LGBT campaigners have been given roles allowing them influence over gender care in Scotland's health service, despite a lack of any medical training or expertise.
This is the problem. This is the problem and what people don't quite understand with these big organizations. They think they've got all these doctors and know everything there is to know about it. No, they've just got lobbyists, activists. And we've seen how these activists react and respond on, you know, all of us have seen those videos where they scream in and there's no sort of talking to any of them, these activists. And these are the people that are in these positions of great power and influence. And because of them, we've been given, I don't know how long for, children puberty blockers and destroying their bodies, minds, emotionally, physically, spiritually, because these idiots are in top positions in the medical industry, mind. So I'm not even going to read on. I will put it in the thingy anyway, but it's basically, you know, how can this happen? How can this happen? And who really knows about it? Because I'm pretty sure most people have no idea.
No. I mean, I'm going to go on to something similar, but this is in the States. But look at what we've got in London now. Sadiq Khan, right? Practically every area of London has got a Muslim leader. Whatever constituents you have, they are in positions now of power, and this is the same thing. They are getting in. The trans agenda is getting into every part of our lives. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not being racist here, you know, but could you imagine one of us going over to a Muslim country and going and standing in their elections? Could you imagine that?
And
bring our Western ideas into a Muslim country, we would be stoned.
Yeah.
We would be stoned to death. And that, you know, it's the group, it's a bad group. They have lobbyists and all sorts behind them. The money is behind them. And this is what the problem is. It's these lobbyists. And once they're in, you know, every section of our life is under attack. There isn't one area, you know, you've got the chemtrails, you've got the fluoride in the water. Every single bit, there isn't a single bit of our lives that we are not being attacked on. Mm. It's on every single level, including our spiritual level as well, because we're going to have a revival, and we're going to talk more about that soon. But if you don't mind, I'm just going to carry on with on the same subject.
Yeah, carry on.
Mayor, his name is Mayor Urena. He's California, obviously. Rural Urena, 26. He's the mayor, and he's now facing a huge backlash as the state of California, it's in these sanctuary cities, et cetera, et cetera. So he now embraces all his pronouns, this Urena, and he actually prefers being known pronoun as she. And they've had enough of it. The people of California have had enough, and they're now calling for him to be recalled and a recount of the votes, because he was re-elected and he was normal. Sounds terrible. But he was a man during the 2020s. And he got re-elected. And just after he was re-elected in 22, he started transitioning. And they've had enough. The people of California, unbelievably California.
Yeah, I was just going to say, California as well, man, is the worst one, you know?
But it looks like God's making his move. This is another idea, because that people aren't having it. They've asked him for recounts. They've had to go back through having a look at the votes, because it's nonsense. He used to go to work in a suit. He now goes in long dresses, like low cut dresses, with his hairy chest hanging out. You know, it's
a joke.
It is a joke.
How can we take this seriously?
There's backlash. There's backlash, and this is progression. Don't you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's time.
He's blaming everyone being transphobic, by the way, obviously.
Of course.
So this is what he's now coming out. He's literally pointed to transphobia as the driving force behind the recall, noting personal attacks and share of photographs meant to discredit him. They put her in the article, him, and saying it's nothing but transphobic people labelling him. So this is the playbook they use.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore anyway. It's just long gone. That doesn't work.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. So that's a bit of good news that he's had a recall and people are having enough. Christine, what have you got, my love, before we do Diddy Watch?
Well, I have got an interesting story. Let me pull this up. Speaking of, God's about to make his move, right? It is happening in every aspect of our society. You're right. We are all being battled, even in the church. Even in the church. There were thousands of men seeking God who registered for a men's conference at a mega church in Springfield. James River Church, who trains many, many, many pastors and ministries. They have a huge outreach. They kicked off their conference with guest speaker Mike Driscoll, who I love, who spoke out against this conference and came against the spirit of Jezebel in it, because they opened this conference with a male stripper on a pole dancing and swallowing swords.
Crazy.
Wow. Wow. That's
crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, if your church is there to entertain, you are not getting food. You're starving to death spiritually, and you have no clue what's happening in this world today. Run, don't walk out of those churches. Run, don't walk. Find, you know what? I'm going to link Church International in this podcast. If you are, no matter where you are on earth, if you are looking for genuine Bible teaching, God-fearing, Holy Ghost preaching, being led by the Spirit of God teaching, Church International is definitely worth a look. It's definitely worth a look. It's a very prophetic church. They're very on top of it. There are some places that you can go online and be fed. So we will include that for anyone interested. And I think outside of that, I have an Audie update that will lead us into Diddy. I believe he is appearing at 9 a.m. on Friday in Miami-Dade court for a hearing. And so we will link that as well. What else have you got on Diddy, Lou?
Sorry about that, on mute. If Jonathan Oddie is going into court this Friday, I do believe the arrest of Diddy is imminent. More and more people are getting dragged into this. I mean, it's huge. We're going to see Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, Madonna's there. But guess who's now been brought into the mix? The Kardashians. It seems like who's the mother? Kris Kardashian and her long-term boyfriend, Corey Gamble, are heavily involved with Diddy. Now, Diddy, there's the talk of he's his baby mama, Kim Porter, who died very suddenly. Originally, she died, I think it was a blow to the head or something like that, what the original coroner came back and said. But then literally a matter of days later, it came back that she died of pneumonia. That old chestnut. But it seems that he was there the day of Kim Porter's death as well, because he was very close to Kim Porter. So the Kardashians are going broke right now. They are becoming completely irrelevant. About time, too, were they ever, in all honesty. But they're finished. They are totally finished. And do you remember Kesha?
Yeah.
Walk into the room like I'm kind of like P. Diddy. That one? I probably got the words completely wrong.
She saw this.
She's now changed the words to F. P. Diddy because she's changed the word. She's calling him out. Usher is really becoming into the spotlight now. Okay, yes. I mean, Usher's mother, I mean, to hand Usher over for a year at 13 to live at Diddy's house.
I know, it's insane.
13 years of age. And it was Usher who then sent Justin Bieber to Diddy's. So Usher is now very, very much in the spotlight. There's more videos coming out of sexual encounters with Will Smith and Diddy at the Freak-Offs. We've got Jay-Z, we've got Beyonce. The list, everybody that you can imagine, any kind of a big star who is in Hollywood, lives in Hollywood, you can guarantee they would attend Diddy's parties. His son's in a huge amount of trouble because of the sexual assault of a young girl who was just working on the yachts. The whole thing is crashing. And I really do believe that with the fact that Jonathan Roddy is now in court, remember, he's been sitting in, you know, he hasn't gone to like the main jail. He hasn't been in front of a judge. And he's been sitting in like the local police jail since 2016.
That's crazy, isn't it? It just doesn't happen. Like, you know, what's going on?
Because if he went to the prison, Diddy would put a house, you know, if he went in front of the court, he got sentenced. After the trial, the second they moved him to a prison for the shooting up of the Miami-Dade hotel, he would be deleted. Diddy would have hits on him. Yeah. So I believe that he's been sitting in there being protected. And we are going to find out more. But I do think the timing of Jonathan Oddie's court appearance after sitting in that prison and it kept getting delayed and delayed. I think this is huge. And we are living in a hell of a time right now. We really, really are. And I mean, we've even now got British rappers getting brought into the fold and being away at the Diddy party. I mean, I'd never heard of him. Giggs, his name is. I asked Jack and Jack knew who he was. And this, what is it? Mills. What's his name? Mick Mills, is it? What's his name?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who's the expert on hip hop. It's Christine.
Who would have ever thought? That is so funny. I know, like, I didn't know who any of these people, I couldn't have told you the difference in Usher and P. Diddy when we started. I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
And now look at you. I can't even remember that. Yes, Meek Mills, you fool. You name it, she knows more. Stevie J. Lil Rod.
That's right.
Lil Wayne.
I've got it. Yeah. I'm thumping, yo.
Yeah, but Meek Mills, he's really in trouble. And again, my son really loves the whole rap industry. He knows it all. And he came down, he's like, Meek Mills isn't he? Meek Mills isn't involved, is he? I'm afraid so, son. And literally, Jack's going through all these names and going, yep.
Probably.
Yep. Him too. Yeah. Jamie Foxx. Now, it's. Do you remember Jamie Foxx disappeared? And then he was really ill. Looks like we got to the bottom of that. That was Diddy.
Surprise.
He poisoned him. Diddy, it was down to Diddy. I mean, personally, I don't think he looks like a completely different colour.
Yeah, he does. He looks white, well, greyish white, doesn't he?
Well, he even said people have asked him, did he get cloned?
Yeah.
Because he looks like a clone.
Yeah.
He does.
But apparently.
Does, yeah.
So Diddy had some sort of hit on him. So the rumour mills, you know, according to what they say, information and belief, from looking at publicly sourced information, not just TikTok, but various things, that it was all down to Diddy. And that brings me back to Denzel. I've always liked Denzel. I've had like a little crush on Denzel for years. Denzel Washington.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Duh. Well, there are pictures of him storming out of a Diddy party, getting in his car, and they've got all the press around him. This was years ago. Absolutely fuming. And it was never released what happened. But again, through information and belief, it seems that he went into that party and he witnessed some of the most horrific things. So the entire Hollywood, it's going down. It's completely going down. You know, it's not just Beyonce. We're talking about Madonna. We're talking about rappers. We're talking about famous actors, all from all sorts of different walks of life. So it's a time to be alive, everybody. Because we are watching the destruction of the deep state right now. And it's a wonderful time to be alive, but we've all got to get right with God. I really, truly believe that.
I agree.
Yeah. Amen. So that's all really. We haven't had a short news roundup. We've been about 40 minutes, but that's our news for tonight. I'm going to be, and actually, sorry, ladies, have you got any words? Catherine, what are your thoughts on the whole Diddy thing?
I just think you're right. I think it has opened right up, and it's just more and more and more every day, isn't it? We can see, you know, many of us knew how bad Hollywood was, you know, and we knew that they were involved in the most evil of the evil. But now, I mean, I don't think people can argue, even people who, you know, were just like, no, it's not that. How can you argue with this? It is absolutely everywhere right now. You're right. I think we're seeing the fall of it. We're seeing the fall of it. Music industry and Hollywood, definitely.
Well, and one thing I want people to be aware of, because I, you know, if you don't really follow prophecy, and if you're not really up to date spiritually, you may not be prepared for what's coming next. Because I fully believe we are about to see a shaking like we have never seen on earth. It's going to be biblical. I fully believe God is about to make his move. You've got some Jewish holidays coming up. And if you pay attention to the Jewish calendar, we've got Passover. The week of Passover is next week. And then you've got
Purim.
Well, we've had Purim.
Oh, yeah.
But after, we've got that, and then we've got Pentecost coming. But around Passover, things always get a little wild. So just keep that in mind. That is next week. I am expecting major news to blow in the next couple days.
Yeah.
Something really big. And it very well could be Diddy. We've got that storm. Our Stormy Daniels case today with Trump, that's not going to go anywhere, I know, but we'll see. And there's just a lot, you know, kind of coming to a head. So just be aware of your surroundings. Keep your eyes open. If you see something, say something.
Amen. Amen. So I did an interview earlier with former police officer Gary Waterman. That's going to be released shortly. Now, we're going to be introducing, I know we've moved the show to Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays because none of us have enough time. You know, we don't do this full time. We're all working, doing our old jobs. We do this for nothing. And because we're all very thorough and we want to research, we can't give the news our all like we should. So what we're going to start doing, we're going to start it off either on a Tuesday, and we maybe start tomorrow if you're up for that, Christine. We're going to be starting doing a prophecy news day, and that will come, you know, Tuesday. We're going to start it off as a Tuesday. If it all goes well, if people are liking it, we will also have one on a Thursday when we're not here. And Christine's going to be leading it. I'm going to be there just asking questions. And if anyone wants any faith just to talk needs a bit of guidance on where to look or how they're feeling, Christine, you're more than welcome for people to email in and they can ask
Please,
questions.
Please, absolutely. You're welcome to email me if you just need someone to pray with you, if you need somebody to talk to, if you just need whatever you need, we're here. We're happy to help any way we can. I'm not the answer. Jesus is the answer. I'm always going to point you that way. But, you know, I don't have all the answers. I just know who does. So that's really, I'm happy to just be of service any way I can.
And you're going to be looking at the prophecy that's going around from the different prophetic word, and you're going to bring it to one place. Because as we were saying, when you deal with such darkness, and I've been dealing now this, as has Catherine, as has Christine, for over a decade, and you find yourself in such darkness that you forget you've got a sense of humor. You know, it drags you down because you are battling demons. This is a spiritual war. And I'm going to say it now. I've been going through a really tough time now. And Satan will attack. He will get into any way he can to get to you, to dampen your spirits, to make you lose your faith. Satan's looking for any opening to get in there. And I do believe that we are going to be seeing a huge revival at the moment, and the prophets do as well. And that's in the UK. So I think now is absolutely the perfect time that we start. You know, we've all found our faith here. Christine's an old timer, and me and Kat are still in kindergarten at the moment. And we're learning every single day. And even Christine, she's been following the Lord for years.
But she's still learning. Exactly. I'm still learning, and I'm still taking classes even. So
we've got to balance it out, basically. We deal with the heavy stuff on our new shows. We're going to continue with our deep dive interviews. Kat's going to be continue with her research. I'm going to be doing the interviews. And then Christine and, well, Jason's going to be doing all of his stuff. He's running the TikTok. He'll be here on Wednesday with us. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And if you would like to support what we're doing, we would very much appreciate it, because we would love to put more time in, but we all have to work. We have full-time jobs. So you're more than welcome to buy us a coffee. If you don't want to buy us a coffee, because they do take some, there's the Liberty Tactics account on the website. We can't have PayPal. We were banned from PayPal many years ago. So we could do with some support. We could do with a couple of coffees or what have you bought. And it would help all of us, you know. Jason needs a laptop, whatever. So that's it for tonight, guys. I'm sorry, I waffled on a bit there. Final words, Kat.
Just to echo what you said there, really, Lou, you know, with time and stuff, it wasn't waffling, it's the truth. You know, we've all got so much going on as well, and we do this in our own time. So if you could, guys, you know, buy us a coffee would be absolutely great. We would really appreciate it. And just keep looking out for the children and look to the, what was I heard the other day, and I thought that was actually really cool. It was a slogan, and somebody said it, and I thought, was it, don't be shy, give the man in the sky a try.
Amen.
That's sweet. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. If you are curious, if you maybe are coming out of another walk and you are seeking and you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, all you have to do is look up and say, Jesus, come into my heart, take my life and do something with it. I just surrender everything to you, and you are my Lord, lead and guide me. And he will. In all the days of your life, he will. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a one-on-one personal relationship. It has zero to do with religion. It has zero to do with attending a certain church or being a certain denomination. It has nothing to do with any of that. None of it. None of that matters. What matters is your personal relationship with him. And he is the only Savior. There is only one God, and he is indeed the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is our salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's it. So we will be back with the news on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I will be here with Christine to go over some prophecy of the last week. And Jason will also be back, as I say, on Wednesday. He's got some, we didn't even bring it up today, and maybe we should have, but maybe we should leave it for Jason, and you've been looking into it too. There's been an incredible video going about the moon and the eclipse the other night.
Wow. I've done some real deep diving into that, and it's very interesting. We will cover that.
Yeah, we'll cover that on Wednesday, I think. But that's it for now. libertytactics.co.uk, exposinglive.info. Christine's Truth Social is Cute Team Awesome. She's been messed around. She's had a hack as well. She's lost her, she can't get into her YouTube channel. She can't get into her Rumble channel at the moment. So follow Christine on Truth Social at Cute Team Awesome. That's it, ladies. Thanks, everybody, for coming in and joining us tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow and Wednesday. God bless, everybody.
God bless.
God bless y'all.